This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's bid to become a candidate to join the EU will get a clear signal next week. The bloc's chief, Ursula von der Leyen, announced in a surprise visit to Kyiv. Von der Leyen said talks she held with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will enable us to finalize our assessment by the end of next week. It's the first time the EU has publicly given timing on when the Commission will deliver its opinion. The bloc's 27 member countries need to decide whether to allow Ukraine to start accession negotiations. And Volodymyr Zelensky has urged international pressure to end a Russian naval blockade of Black Sea ports that has choked off his country's grain exports, threatening a global food crisis. Zelensky said in a video address to the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Summit in Singapore, the world will face an acute and severe food crisis and famine in many countries of Asia and Africa. Meantime, authorities in the Moscow-occupied city of Kherson in southern Ukraine have handed out Russian passports to local residents for the first time, news agencies reported. Russia's TASS agency says 23 Kherson residents received a Russian passport at a ceremony through a simplified procedure facilitated by a decree signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. And on the battlefront, Ukraine's president says his country's forces are involved in very difficult battles, including in the eastern Donbass region, where Russia has focused its firepower. Ukrainian troops are doing everything to stop the offensive of the occupiers, Zelensky said. He added in his address that Ukraine must not allow the world to divert its attention away from what is happening. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued scathing criticism of Moscow and its goals in Ukraine at a summit in Singapore. This is VOA News. The average price of premium gasoline at the pump has surpassed $5 a gallon for the first time in the United States, the American Automobile Association reported Saturday. That record level, coming on top of months of soaring inflation, represents the latest bad news for U.S. President Joe Biden just 5 months before crucial midterm elections. A year ago, the average price of gas in the U.S. was just $3.07 per gallon, which means the price has shot up by 62%. The increase in gas prices follows a steady rise in oil prices, which soared further after Moscow invaded Ukraine in late February and as international sanctions against Russia, which is a major petroleum producer, began to bite. Higher gas costs pile even more pressure on U.S. consumers already struggling with higher prices for food, housing, automobiles, and health care. Political polling indicates that the economy, inflation, and high gas prices are now top issues for U.S. voters. Hundreds of demonstrators were rallying in Washington, D.C. and across the United States on Saturday, calling on lawmakers to pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence following last month's massacre at a Texas elementary school. March for Our Lives, the gun safety group founded by student survivors of a 2018 massacre at a Florida high school, said it had planned more than 450 rallies for Saturday, including in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. In Washington, hundreds of people steadily arrived at the National Mall near the Washington Monument under light rain. The organization's 2018 march on Washington, weeks after 17 people were killed at that Florida high school, brought hundreds of thousands of people to the nation's capital to pressure Congress to take legislative action. The Republican opposition has prevented any new limits on guns from passing the U.S. Senate. U.S. President Joe Biden is a Democrat who has urged Congress to ban assault weapons, expand background checks, and implement other gun control measures. President Biden says he supports the protesters and calls for common sense gun safety legislation, which he says the majority of Americans want. The United States has rescinded a 17-month-old requirement that people arriving in the country by air test negative for COVID-19, a move that follows intense lobbying by airlines and the travel industry. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a four-page order lifting the mandate, effective on Sunday, saying it is not currently necessary. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.